Definitely an interesting topic as well. We'll be discussing, is there such a thing called stealing sleep? I'm not discussing it morally or ethically or legally. I'm talking about halakhically. You know, there are some people that make a lot of noises during the day or at night and when they're around people, and they wake people up. So is that such a thing called gezel shein? It's a catchphrase everyone knows. Oh, it's gezel shein. Now, gezel is a serious term. Gezel means you're stealing. Gezel means you have halachic status of a gazelin. So is there such a thing called stealing sleep, where this is really more of a misnomer, but it's more of a borrowed term to being, you know, it's not nice what you're doing and you should stop. And we'll see, this does come up a lot. Okay, it comes up most often usually with roommates, but with a spouse it also comes up a lot. We take for granted that many men like to wake up early, or sometimes the women like to wake up early. They go work out or whatever they do, and they sometimes can wake up their spouses, and husbands go out up early to go learn, which is obviously great, but the question is, if they're waking up their spouse by doing so, is that such a great thing to do? Is it really stealing? You know, so these are some of the issues I want to discuss a little bit. And there's a little bit more to discuss in the grander scheme of things, right? We live in a world today where people put in crazy hours. Let's say, for example, you live in an area where you're up on the phone late at night and you're sitting outside on your cell phone schmoozing away, and there are people in the neighboring, you know, homes that people are sleeping, you're waking them up. That could be a real shaila of gezel shein. So let's talk a little bit about the significance of keeping people awake and its halachic parameters. So if you take a look over in numbers one, I put this down more, you know, just to bring out the point that there is a halach in Shulchan Aruch and Choshe Mishpat. Ganiv v'chein gazlim psum leidus. A ganiv and a gazlim, someone who actually steals, someone who's a real ganiv and gazlim, is a pasaleidus. He cannot be a witness in a court of law. He can't be an eid at a chasen. All the halachas of ganiv, the gazlim, the pasaleidus. When me'eis sheganav aygaza, from the moment he steals. The avapi shechziru. And even if he pays back the gzela, ad sheyasu tshuva. Until he does tshuva for what he did, he is posel edus. You know, you never heard a guy under chuppah say, did you ever wake someone up, by mistake? They don't ask that question. They don't ever ask if you're a ganav either. They don't ask if you cheated on your, whatever, other types of gnev of gzela. If Shechter likes to tell over this story, that he was once at a chasen and they called up someone for eid kedushin, and the guy did not go up. So if Shechter's watching, he knows who the guy is. They call his name again, the guy doesn't go up. They call him again, the guy just sits through the entire thing. So if Shechter was right, you know, surprised, why would the guy not go up? They called him up. So he said 2 weeks later, he read in the newspaper, this guy was indicted for fraud. So the guy knew he was going to go down for fraud. He knew he was going to go down for some money laundering. So he said, why should I ruin the Kiddushin by being a apostle late? So he just sat back. I don't know why the guy went to the wedding. The whole thing to me seems so strange. Okay. That's Kash on a Maisa. But he said that the guy knew he was apostle late, so he didn't want to ruin the whole Kiddushin, so he just didn't go. He sat in the seat.
What point, let's assume he did this and everything, at what point, though, the chassan, now, if he wasn't convicted, let's say, or whatever, but this is in a civil court.
Yeah, this just means, no, we know he did it. He did the gzela, whatever, 3 weeks ago. Now he's just proven that he did the gzela. So at the time when he steals it, right? Me'esha gana v'goza, from when he did the crime.
But is that, just not to feel yeah. Let's say for gambling.
So gambling is more complicated.
You know what I'm saying? If you have, you do that once, it's not considered necessarily.
Right. So for gzela, so for gambling, it's we spoke about this many whiles ago about gambling and halacha. So gambling is not really a ganif. It's more of an asmachta type of thing. So it's a watered down as long as he doesn't do bikvir. So for gambling, there's more heter. But for a guy who's an outward ganif, the guy ripped off people, he stole, he did a Ponzi scheme, so he'd be postulated. So is anyone going to say a guy who wakes people up at night is postulated? So if I quoted over here quite a few times from Reb Chaim Kanevsky. Reb Chaim Kanevsky was asked this question many times. What is the halachic status of Gezel Shein? And he writes this in a couple of different svarim that they have from Reb Chaim Kanevsky. Let's start with the first one. The Sefer Derech Sicha. Derech Sicha is actually a Chumash Sefer. Reb Chaim Kanevsky goes through the Parshas HaShavua. It's a fantastic Sefer. If you go through the Sefer Chumash, it just brings out the amazing Yedias HaTorah of Reb Chaim Kanevsky. It's just, it's nervoyin. I just read a story about Reb Chaim Kanevsky. Just to, you know, today we have computer searches. So if I want to know a certain phrase, I'll put it into my computer, I'll search it, I'll get 1,000 answers. Someone asked Reb Chaim Kanevsky a question. They said there's somewhere they appears in Chazal. The Maral writes, when Rabbi Hartman wrote the Maral, he came across a difficult passage in Maral. It said in the Maral that something about that during Tchias HaMesim, everyone's going to end up in the Maras HaMachpelah, Kamar Shikas of Chazal. And he couldn't say, where's the Chazal say this? He asked around no one. He asked Reb Chaim Kanevsky. Reb Chaim Kanevsky went like this to him. Not in Bavli, not in Yerushalmi, not in Tesefta. It must be, it's a Zayar. And he told him where the Zayar is. That's what Chaim Kanevsky. Now, if you read his Sefer Derech Sicha, he does things like this in the Sefer. He'll tell you, this doesn't appear anywhere in Chazal. This appears over here. It's godless of his Yediyas HaTorah without a computer search. So that's why I'm just pushing the Sefer. The Derech Sicha is a great Sefer. It's on the Parsha. In the back, he has, you know, different things where he talks about other topics, but it's mainly on the Parsha. He has unbelievable, you know, Divrei Torah with just his Yediyas HaTorah comes through. So in that Sefer, someone asked him, Bachur hayu b'chedesh urim b'bei yeshiva. One of the bachurim were in the yeshiva, one of the rooms in the yeshiva. He wasn't thinking about it, and he left the room. The bachur that had the key was napping. He was locked out. Does he have to wake him up? Or maybe not. Maybe it's gezel shein. The guy's taking a nap. He's entitled to his afternoon nap. It's going to be a shayla of gezel shein. Listen to the answer from Chaim Kanevsky. Inyan shel gezel sheina hu chiddush b'meis midrashim shel Bali HaMusar. Says Chaim Kanevsky, this catchphrase called gezel sheina was made up by the Bali HaMusar. V'hu rak inyan shel chesed shel v'havta l'echa kamich. It's all about just being nice. It's not real gezel. It's not halachic zela. You're not a ganiv and a gazlan if you take away someone's sleep. And we'll see why. The reason is because there's no ma'isik zela. What did you take? Can't take it. You have to be a gazan. I take your money, I take your object, I take this. What did I take? Now, the truth is, we had a shiur here many, many years ago. We should probably be chazer the topic of copyright and halacha. What they call intellectual property. So where is that stealing? If I steal it, or Gnev Zdas, that's another thing I wanted to get to in this topic. Maybe one day we'll talk about Gnev Zdas, you know, cheating and things like that. One of my Tamidim just said today that he started the new semester in Queens College. He said he doesn't have to take the class. He has all the tests already. So what am I supposed to say to that? Okay, tell him, okay, bracha v'atzlocha. I'm not saying that's the right thing to do in that, but okay. So he said there's a whole tradition in Queen's College. They have a Messiah. They pass out the test to each other. It's beautiful. Messiah, right. I'm not sure if it's the right Messiah, the wrong Messiah, but it's a Messiah. But in any case, so that's another. So Gneva's Das and copyright, these are things where I'm not physically taking something.
This way, he'll be able to study more.
I was learning. Yeah. I don't know if I want to endorse such behavior, but that's a different discussion with Gneva's Das. So Zotim Chaim Kanevsky, it's not real. But Kivin Shayoshin Azem Mechuy Bechesed Azem, he said, for carrot. If the whole reason why I'm not supposed to wake you up is V'Havta Rechakamech, but here you could do a chesed for me. You can help me get into my room. So if waking you up is a chesed for you, then it's kedai to do. So Chaim Kanevsky is making it very clear. He doesn't think Gezel Shein is this halachic zela that we think of. Then in another sefer of Chaim Kanevsky, they asked him again, "Im yesh inyan shel gezel shina, is there such a thing called stealing sleep? The efshet l'shach b'zaged l'kivin shein l'kech davar shel mamash, because you're not really taking anything." So he says, "Tshuva yesh b'zeh mishum v'havta l'recha kamech." Again, you're not a ganav, Zotim Chaim Kanevsky. To be a ganav, you have to steal something of substance. But it's not right. It's not v'havta l'recha kamech madaloch sonei achavech l'isab. Anything you don't want, you shouldn't do. Now we'll see that this could have serious halachic ramifications if it's just v'havta l'recha kamech versus being a real ganav. One more place from Chaim Kanevsky. They asked him again, number four. Him iser gezel sheina b'chal gezel. Is it really makes you a gazlan? Umemele shaykhba called din a gazlan. So you'll have all the other din of a gazlan, maybe even be possible eidos. Tshuva hu midin chesed shloi lahokets chaveri lechinam. It's chesed. Just don't wake up your friend for no reason. It's just possible. It's being nice, being human, being decent. It's not really halachic gzela. Okay, so Reb Chaim Kanevsky's opinion is not debatable. He says it so many times that there's no gzela involved in gezel shein. It's a hashkafik thing. It's midas. It's yashris. But it's not, it doesn't make you a gazlan. If you take a look over number 5 in the Sefer Vayivarech Dov, written by Harfenis, he's a Satmir Poisik in Williamsburg today. So he writes this. He says, "Ubefrat de loyborish yesh issa gomer loyis al de mishinosei." It's not so clear that there's really an issa to wake someone up. Remember when we were in yeshiva, they used to have a boy come around to wake us up. So we always used to be big lamdon, and we used to tell him, "It's gezel shein to wake me up." So first, it's not gezel shein if you're supposed to be up. It's not gezel shein. But zok tim umadim motam mepume de inchi sheish b'zem mishum gezel shein. And this that everyone goes around saying that there's such a thing called gezel shein. Loi nimtza lezeh shum mikor. There is no source for that. V'urak mishum shemitza aroi. The whole reason why it's usher is because you're causing the guy pain. When you wake someone up, you're causing him pain. The iser de loi soinu, and that's including the lava of loi soinu, hu rakish mechavan laknit oi letza aroi. The whole love, I'm only ever leisoinu ishes achiv, is if I'm trying to hurt you. Let's say I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm trying to get where I need to go. And accidentally, I tripped and I fell and I woke you up. I'm not even the love of leisoinu. I'm not even the love of leisoinu. I didn't do anything wrong. If I deliberately want to wake you up because I want you to be tired the next day, so that's a love of leisoinu. But zoktim, if the whole issue is just because it has to have intent. Now, if you're a gazlan by mistake, you're still a gazlan.
By the way, here he's saying the lav is al tzlosonu, not al tzelo.
Right, he's saying it's not because of he's saying it's not a gazdin. He's saying it's similar to Chaim Kanevsky, it's a midas issue. And in order to be over there, you have to have intent. You have to be a bad guy. Rabbi Harfenis. So if I have nothing bad against, I'm not a mean guy, I'm not thinking, I'm not realizing, I'm getting up in the morning because I want to go to Daf Yomi. I'm not Batafka waking up my wife to be a jerk so she should be tired the rest of the day. I'm not thinking, so that's not so partial that you're going to be over Lo Yisrael. Now this is assuming that you're talking not over Gzela, the straight up, normal, typical Gzela. If you take a look over here, this share maybe more than another has more stories involved, because as that topic, you're going to have stories to prove your case. So if you look over here, they quote from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And remember, what did Chaim Kanevsky tell us? That this midah was made up in the Beis Medrashim Shabali HaMusa. Who's the head of the Bali Musa? Yisrael Salanter. So what does he quote over here? Mesuper al Moreinu Yisrael Salanter. They say a story by Yisrael Salanter. Shepam hoi b'chasana b'iruchoika. He was at a chasana in a faraway city. B'shohabo atsho mucheres. And he was there delayed till a late hour. He was afraid if he'd come back late from the chasana, he would knock on the door. Yo, yes, b'nei abayis. He'd wake up his family. So he stayed in the hotel where the chasan was made because he was afraid to come back home. He'd wake up his family. I'm not so sure if his wife wasn't more nervous where he was that night, but okay. But then he gets better. Rabbi Salanter once saw a Talmud that was passing where people were sleeping. To get negovasa water. Said Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Netil Sedaim is very nice, as a Darabon, but Gezer Shein is a Daraisa. Now he doesn't say what the Daraisa is. Is it after Achakamoich? Is it Loisain with it? Gzela? He doesn't tell us. We'll see.
Do you know who this Zichron Asher is?
No. So if you take a look in 6b, Nakut Yosef, he also quotes Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, but he quotes it more clearly. He says, "Ubesefer Yosef Luchoy Kosev B'Shev Agoyim Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Roish Tuunas Hamusa, the head of the Muslim movement, Shama Oyver Es Chaver Arei Oyver BeIsser De'Eraisa Shel Gezel." Quotes Rabbi Vajja Yosef's son from Yisrael Salanter, "You're Oyver an Isser De'Eraisa of Gezel, Milvado Isser Shel Be'After Recha Kamoich." So now we see Rabbi Yisrael Salanter telling us what the Isser De'Eraisa was. It wasn't Stam Be'After Recha Kamoich. It was Gezel. Mamash Gezel. You're stealing someone's sleep, you're even Issa the rice of Gzel. So was the opinion of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. No, he didn't tell us where it comes from. He's assuming it's the regular Gzel like you have in Loisigna of Loisigna. Now, another Choshev Yid who was very, very Machben and Gezel.
By the way, is there such a thing other than, let's say, copyright now, Locha?
No.
An inanimate object that you could steal?
No, right? That's the problem. That's the Kasha. Where else do you find such a Gzel on a Dover that doesn't have any mamushes to it? So we'll see, there's a Tesefta that maybe we'll have to deal with. Now, one of the other, obviously, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is a, it's a funny to me that Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky doesn't even, he acknowledges this by saying it was made up by the Muslim movement, but Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said it with such certainty that Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky doesn't think that's the case. If you take a look at number 7, there's a sefer called the Chofetz Chaim Upa'oloi, about the life of the Chofetz Chaim. So they write over here, Oy Mir Hoya, the Chofetz Chaim used to say, Hamavir es chaver mishinosei hanehu gazlin. If you wake up your friend from sleeping, you're a gazlin. Shagazam emenes menuchosei, you steal his peace. So I should take a over here. You're not stealing his sleep, you're stealing his comfort, his peace, his whatever. The gzeilazu ain lo hashava. You can never give that back. You can't make up sleep. Everyone knows this. Even though we think we are, there's no such musik of making up sleep. You think if you go back to bed the next night earlier, it doesn't work. You can't make up sleep. So therefore, Zakta Chavetz Chaim, it's the worst type of gzeil. If I steal money, I can give you back the money. Fine, pay back the money. But Zakta Chavetz Chaim, this gzeila has no hashava. So you see very clearly the Chavetz Chaim thought this was a serious gzeila issue. Waking someone up is a real shayla of gzeila, and it's worse than gzeila because it's ein ma'al hoshev. There's no way to return it. There's no way to ultimately pay it back.
Yeah, but then doesn't that, by definition, make it fall out of that category?
You think? You think if you have the Torah structure, the law of gzeila with hashava, so if it's shayla, it can't be. Yeah, interesting. It's a good aura. That this should be the biggest riot. It can't be gzeila because gzeila is not hashava. I don't know if that's true. No, there are cases, I guess.
So if you have cases.
You destroy the objects and you pay the Shabbos. Yeah. The guy doesn't have the money. If a guy doesn't have the money, so then he gets sold as an effort. That's as far as it goes. So you don't find ever a gzeila. It's impossible to make a hashava. Yeah, it's interesting. So take a look at the story over here. Mordechai Maisa. This is in the Sefer Kuntres Amoral V'Iyam B'Torah. I don't remember who wrote it. He writes this. Chaim already told us, we saw that before, that stealing sleep is the one stealing that has no payment. Bala Imik Bracha, that's a sefer we've quoted many times in other shurim, usually Yom Tov time. Shepamim rabbis kashayim ispalim tamidah v'chaveir b'divei ter b'rizcha derai. So when they were pelpling, they were tumbling and learning, fiery. Ukashay som lev le'echad shenir demal shulchan. Sometimes in Beis Medrash, some guy dozes off. It happens. They decided they should lower the voice. They don't want to wake up the guy sleeping. They used to quote the Chavetz Chaim. Now we'll talk a little bit later in the shiur. Let's say the guy's no business sleeping. You're not supposed to be sleeping in Beis Medrash. You're supposed to be learning in Beis Medrash, right? So if a guy, two people are sitting and learning, the guy on the next table is sleeping, I have to be quiet because he's sleeping. Who told him to be sleeping in Beis Medrash? Go to your bed to sleep. What are you doing sleeping in Beis Medrash? But here they thought, not like that. They thought that they should be quiet.
Oh, it's not like he walked into the Beis Medrash. He was learning so much. He fell asleep.
So we'll talk halach lemaisa, what happens in such cases.
You have the right to learn. So like,
right. Oh, yeah. So we're going to see learning might be different than other activities. We'll see halach lemaisa. This comes up a little bit in Choshemish, but, you know, do I have the right to make noise? If it's going to keep someone else up. But listen to what he says over here. The Sipar HaGoyin Moshe Schwab. So Moshe Schwab, the Mashkiach in Gates. If I'm not mistaken, someone can correct me if I'm wrong, I think he's the father-in-law of Rabbi Forst from Farakwa. If I'm not mistaken, I read in an article once. I think that's his Shver. Okay. So he was the famous Mashkiach in Gates. When he was a Bacher, Reb Schwab learned in Radin.
Related to the
Reb
Schwab who was
a lawyer. Yeah, the cousin. I don't think they're brothers. I don't remember if they're brothers or cousins. So he writes over here, Ve'irupam shebigish men Rosh Yeshiva Gedolim Moshe Ladinsky, Likrei loy mechedre be'esha abochim yotzul kiddush levon. He wanted to get something from his room and the bochim had to kiddush levon. Ach kashi yotzul v'holach l'chadroi shal Rosh Yeshiva Likrei loy. When he went out to the room to Rosh Yeshiva to call him, Pasach HaZadelas, he opened the door, V'rosh nirdam ala gemara. So that the Rosh Yeshiva fell asleep. V'choshesh l'yiru, he was afraid to wake him up. You don't want to wake him up. Kevin shlo yodam alasa, he's pon el rabbi, ba'al ha-chavetz chayim. L'shom alasa, he's turned to ha-chavetz chayim. Ask the ha-chavetz chayim, what should he do? So he says over here, Elo she rabbi lo yislabit klal, u'miyad one ma hava mina lo eire ode mishinos. Chavetz Chaim looked at him and said, what's the shayla? You're going to wake up someone who's sleeping. And everyone knows there's a rule, never wake a sleeping baby. If you get an infant to sleep, you don't wake them, right? It's like choyk v'layab. Says the Chavetz Chaim, same thing with another person. You don't wake someone who's sleeping. Right, this is in the game, Billy Ned will get to it hopefully at some point, the famous Gemara in Kedusha with Dama ben Asina, where his where the father was sleeping under Munach Tachas Mar Shoysev. So we'll get to that Gemara, we'll discuss that Gemara at length. But similar idea, says the guy, that was Grada Goy. But the Chavetz Chaim says over here, what's the Shaila? You don't wake someone who's sleeping. So he says over here, Mava Amina, V'saymer Moshe, and Moshe said, so now I understand one of the pshatim of loisoinu vishes hamisa. Don't cause pain to another Jew. Someone is sleeping, he's relaxing. Don't stare him from that. Now, I grad would add, so let's say someone's talking relaxing. Someone's, you know, today we call it chilling, right? And you nudge him. Why is that also not a loisoinu vishes hamisa? I'm not sleeping, but I'm relaxing. I'm trying to be left alone. I'm trying to enjoy whatever I'm trying to do.
You want to do the football game.
Whatever you're doing, it should be loisoinu vishes hamisa also. Yeah. I think that also might be v'loy sein v'shes hamisa. But the point is, Reb Chaim can ask...
Apply to children also?
Like, yeah, we're going to get to it. We're going to talk about it. Okay. So, l'maisa, well, your own kids, you have a mitzvah to take care of them. But someone else...
No, at what age?
Right, we'll get to that. So, so l'maisa, the lines are drawn over here. Reb Chaim Kanevsky says it's all midas. It's not halachic. The Chavetz Chaim, Reb Shaul Salanter, seem to be taking this very seriously. This is serious gzela and something we should be more careful. Reb Menashe Klein has a tshuva about this. Where he writes like this, Bedover Masha Shoyal. Someone asked him, Masha Murgal Befi'ol. Everyone knows Gezel Shena. Ask everyone. My 6-year-old daughter told me the other night her brother was keeping her up, it's Gezel Shena. I said, you gotta come to the Sheikh. I know if it's Gezel Shena. Gezel Shena. Everyone tells
you. Never heard
Gezel Shena. Everyone's like, oh, Gezel Shena. So it's not so pasha that it's actually true. So why did everyone hear this word called, it's a funny term, Gezel Shena. Stealing sleep. Stealing is a strong word. So he says, Yesh Lazem Makar, is there any source? So Menashe Klein comes up with a good source, which is almost a shtickle tzarech in Reb Chaim Kanevsky. He brings a raya from a Gemara in Brachas. Gemara in Brachas, the beginning of the first parak says, Ki dova zeh mikoyim ma'asha omru the Gemara in Brachas. Omru leiv nachman ledoirei avdei pepsuka kamen tzarem tfei loy tzarem. The Gemara over there is talking about someone who was dozing off, and they woke him up, you know, they jabbed him to wake him up to say the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. V'chid omru leiv yosef, leiv yosef b'rei de rabba avucha, heichi avir hochi, omru leiv psuk tekama, havi kom mitzar nafshe, tfei lo ev mitzar nafshe. He said, for the first pasuk, you got to push yourself to get through more than that you don't have to. So he says, what do you see, umavor? That filu mitzvah Kriya Shema, even mitzvah Kriya Shema, which is dairaisa, raka pasuk rishon havi. You see that what? You have to be mitzar him to get to the first pasuk. Lo ev mitzar nafshe, mishum shein, but not more. Now this is where it gets interesting. You don't see from the Gemara that you consider it a gazel. You just see that it's not right to wake someone up. Maybe it's true. It's not right. It's v'haftaracha kamoicha. It's not good midas. You don't see you're a ganif. He says mimenu deikur inyan shel gezel hu mishum demitzar. Says Rav Nachshon Klein, it must be a gezel because what's gezel all about? Gezel is only because you're causing the guy mitzar. No, I would say gezel because you're causing him hefsid mamon. Guy's out money. So even though we know you could be over gezel if it's just a shava pruta, not a lot of money. But Zogdim Menashe Klein, he thinks that's the right that you're a gazel.
By the way, would the same thing apply, let's say you're working and somebody's bothering you?
So again, the
chayra. Because then it depends. If you're self-employed is one thing. But you know what I'm saying? But if you're
Think it should depend. If you go like Abraham Kenevsky, that's al v'haftarach kamach, yeah. Would you want someone bothering you when you're working? The same v'haftarach kamach should apply. Right. If you hold this some gzeilus hamenucha, so yesh lo, then you gzeilu on my time. I mean, just such a thing called gezel shein, it could be gezel zman. You're taking up my time. Time is money. Everyone knows that, right? So if I got time and you're wasting my time with stupidity, so then you're stealing my time. I'm not sure why it should be any different. If gezel shein is a thing, then gezel zman should be a thing also. Mm-hmm. Again, it's the same, you know, no mamoshes, but it's the same idea. Then a lot of people are even gezel shein. Gezel shein is one thing, but gezel zman, you know, people hack a chanuk all the time. So that would be a real violation. So Menashe Klein quotes another gemara and says, interesting gemara. He quotes the gemara, he says, the whole thing I don't understand. He says, there's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, sleeping in wine for Rishoyim is Hano. Why? What does that mean? Meaning, sleeping and wine is very good for this world, but not very good for the next world. So he says like this, Im hu Rasha. So if a guy is a Rasha, so oz Hano loy, ula oilam hashina, v'im kein goz lahano se menu, v'gamin oilam v'havle b'chal goyiz l'knes Yisro. He says, 1 second, if I wake you up, so I'm taking away your ilmazeh, I'm also calling you a Rasha. Shama misha oichel b'lai brocha goyiz l'knes Yisro'ov, im hu tzadik, oz adra b'shina ralo. If you're a tzadik, so sleeping is a bad thing. So if I'm waking you up, I'm doing you a favor. V'ine goyiz l'klum, el adra mitzvah l'oy reshiya tov l'oylum. I don't understand his point because you need sleep also. Everyone needs sleep. If not, you can't function. So what he telling me? You're not supposed to sleep in this world. Yeah, you're not supposed to sleep 15 hours a day. But the guy that gets his 3 hours a night, you wake him up during those hours, that would be bad. And then he's mitzayin to an important tesefta. Tesefta in Baba Kama says, Zayin ganovim hei. There's 7 categories, there's 7 examples of thieves. Ganovim hei. Harishin sheba ganovim goinev das habriyas. This is maybe one day we'll have sharing this. What we call today, Gainiv Das Abrius, you fool people. And you make it look like you want to invite him and you really have no intention whatsoever. And that classic example where you want to invite a guy for Shabbos, but you know he can't come that Shabbos. So you invite him, makes you look like $1 million, and you're like, I know he's not coming, right? That's a classical example of Gainiv Das Abrius.
What?
Exactly, right. Right. All these are classic examples of, you know, the guy's going to be away. So you tell him, oh, you know, if you only would have been here, this, that, and the other, you know, so that's a classical Gainiv Das Abrius. Now, there are other cases. Maybe we'll talk about cheating on tests and things like that. Maybe that's also Gainiv Das Abrius. So those are some of the examples. So he says, Shakulun Beli Nikitas Chefetz. I mean, those examples, there's no object over there. Mice is interesting. In that Tesefta, none of them ever count Gezel Shein. So that's a good horror. So this time that Rechaim Kinevsky makes, that Gezel is only when there's an object, that's not true. Haraya, Gainiv Das Abrius is no object. So points out, Menashe Klein, you see from this Tesefta, that's not true. It's not only Gezel when you steal something of an object, because Gainiv Das Abrius, I'm not stealing any objects, I'm stealing, you know, perception, feelings, whatever. So therefore he says, so that tesefta is a raya that you don't need to have an actual object in order to be considered a gun. Okay. So let's go to the next page. It gets better. Yeah, one of the Chaim Kanevsky's arguments was in order to be a ganav, you have to steal something of substance. I didn't take anything.
That's what he holds.
It's not Geneva, but it's just bad midas. They tell a story over here, number 10, Sefer called Uvdois van Hoggis. He writes over here, Pam belo Shabbos kashebo, going to Moshe Aaron Stern. One time Moshe Aaron Stern was the Mashkiach in Kamenitz. Im yolodav aktanim, lespal bebeis moren agriz. This is a great story. He brought his little kids to daven in the house of the Brisker Rav. Nirdom echad mehayolodim al mitotche shemoren agriz. One of the kids fell asleep on the Brisker Rav's bed. I'm not talking about a very large. I always may tell over the story. The Brisker Rav's shear, I'm talking about still back in Brisk. His shear size was dependent on how many chairs he had at his dining room table. So if he had six, he took six guys into that zman. If he had seven, seven. That's how the share went. Depending on how many guys were at the table, that's how many shears. That's how many brachim made it to the share that zman by the biskurov. Today, brachim, you can make tables like a table like this. You can have you can have 50 chairs at a table, one of these huge tables. Biskurov had one of these little tables. How many shears fit? That's how many brachim learned by him. So you can imagine his bed wasn't exactly a fancy bedroom. It was where they davened. It wasn't too far. So one of the little kids fell asleep. So when davening is over, Rotsa going to Maisha Aaron Stern, the higher say, yeah, the lechaz lebeisai. Okay, wake the kid up, we gotta go home. Gotta go back for the Suda. Biskurov didn't let him wake up the kid. Little kid, how big could the kid be? Well, he said, listen, what's your husband? You don't want to carry the baby, you want to carry the kid. That's a shayla and Arif. So he said, so you don't want to take him sleeping. Listen, I don't understand you. You're willing, while you're suffering him, you don't want to carry it in Arif, so you're not going to pick the kid and throw him over your shoulder. Oh, but Gezel Shein, you're not so machmel. Yeah. What's the Biskurov getting at? He thought Gezel Shein is a real thing. He said, tell your wife, your wife is not so firm. She'll carry the baby. And if the kid wakes up before you come back with your wife, my son, will take him home. Amazing. This girl was so mocked not to wake up the kid. You know, it's not the kid sleeping. He dozed off. It's not like he's in his bed in the middle of the night. This girl, no. It's more than to go back to your house, have your wife come, carry the baby, carry the kid back. As a, not to wake him up.
I'm just curious why it's okay for his wife to carry him, not him.
Yeah, it's a chumrah. If you have a chumrah in my house, I try not to use the air. My wife and kids can use the air. That's my egin chumrah. Yeah, because if we spent a lot of time doing air in here. I forgot it was on Zoom, so nothing counts on Zoom, but it's on the archive, so you can listen. We spent a lot of time using air in, and it's not so pashat, all the hetayim that are built today.
Right.
So if a person decides, I went through the circuit, I want to be mach, but I can't put that chumrah on my family. They don't have to be mach because I have a chumrah. So it's, that I'm okay with. I'm not okay with the people who say, I don't use the Arab in my wife. Because then you ask them, why don't you use the Arab? I don't know. Because the guy down the block said he doesn't use the Arab, so I also don't use the Arab. At least go through the sugya, figure out what the shailas are, what the issues are. Just, I'll be to adapt the chumrah. I don't know if that's the chumrah you want to adapt. Okay. We can talk about that at a different time. But it's a more than a how serious the Biskurov took this. I was a shailas and gezel, Biskurov wasn't going to allow it. Then they tell over story of number 11, a super amor and a chazinish. So he nizal lidfoik harbi abdel shalanoshim. He was afraid he wouldn't knock too hard on doors. Maybe they're sleeping. I tell you, we go to people's houses, we ring the bell, bing, you don't think twice. People are sleeping. You know, we have to be more and more sensitive. And then he says, from the Chazanish. We all know, this is many Rabbonim, is Ne'ilo Drasha. If you think about the Daving and Ne'ilo, we say something very interesting. We say, we're coming to the closing kippur, 26 hours of spiritual growth. What do we say to Hashem? Please forgive us for all the things we stole. He says, so the kasha is, what do you mean? That's what you're worried about? How many of us steal? Most of us are pretty good people. We don't steal. We don't rip off people. But I call the closing minutes before Yom Kippur is over. I want to ask the last thing from Hashem is, please forgive me for all the thefts and robberies that I did. What's up, Shat? So he said, because there's a lot of gzeil that we're not sensitive to. Says the Chazanish, it's because we don't know what gezel really means. We think this is okay and that is okay and it's okay. And hey, so I was thinking that that's probably what he means about something like gezel shein. How many people are not sensitive to waking other people up? We make noise and we don't realize it. So that's why before Ne'ilu we have to remind ourselves that it's very serious. Okay, so again, Chazanish, Biskurov, they took this verse. Now you don't see from the style, again, the chayiv was just v'haftar rechak kamoicha, then it's not mistavi. Biskurov would make himself so crazy with the kid, the kid would probably want to go home with his father and not have to, you know, wake up in the Biskurov's bed, you know, to be in the Biskurov's family. So the chayiv is to write that they took this very, very seriously. If you take a look over number 13, then this even has halachic ramifications. They once asked Rabbi Yashiv, Omlam sha'altis again Rabbi Yashiv shlita. The heishiv di yesh kan gezel shena. V'afilu al avir yesh gezel. So up to Rabbi Yashiv, even on ear, they're stealing. You're taking my oxygen. So the truth is, there's another sugya here that comes, that's somewhat intertwined to this sugya. It's always the sugya of, you know, window open, window closed, heat on, heat off. You always, whenever you have a group of Jews, so you always have two opinions right off the bat. I like it cold and you like it hot. So if I want to open the window, you want to, who wins and all these types of things.
Yair Hoffman just wrote about that a couple weeks ago.
This topic?
In Shul, yeah.
These are real shilas that come up, right? There's always that one guy and the other guy, all these things.
From a technical perspective, the Gezel-Gazlan issue, because he's asleep, can you ever really be a Gazlan situation? Would really be...
The Waker?
The Waker.
Why is he not a Gazlan?
Well, a Gazlan, I understood to be when you did it by force.
You're Ganav, the other one.
Instead of saying, they use the word Gazlan.
I don't know how... Carefully, we're borrowing those terms. Right, Shulchan Aruch said in Chosh Mish, but either Ganav or Gazlan, you pause later. So whichever term you want to use.
I would think here it's a Dafka Din of Gezel, because in other words, you're doing it outright. In other words, you're waking the guy up. It's not like you're doing it sneaking in.
Well, sometimes you do it quietly. So Rabbi Yashiv said, there is Gezel Shena. The Chen Omer Hagoyim to Pinchas Sharmi Shlita. Pinchas Sharmi said the same thing. The Vade Yesh Gezel Shena V'Hachamur Shebekulam. The gezel megufo is yitzarach hashini. Take away from my body where I need to sleep. Okay. So ulam shelter. They asked him a gevaldik akasha. The imkain. I have a kasha. Hey chiter. Mishnah brul lahakitz bnei basic koydim losi shachti yeshu chaladik ner chanukah bebracha. We spoke about this a couple times already before Chanukah. We know the halachas if a person comes back late at night from a chasana, from an event, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning and there's no people on the street. So the pash this is if you want to make a bracha on that locker, you have to have someone else there. So what happens if everyone's sleeping? So Mishnah Berurah says, wake up the family. Yeah. Wake up your wife and kids. I frak that kasha, kezel shayna. So he says, v'heishin, are going to pirkha sharmik, denichal lehem l'sayeh b'kim ha-mitzvah b'bracha. He says, your family would want to be woken up. U'memela roitzim sheyikatzim. U'mushamachi en kan gezel shayna. So to pirkha sharmik, gezel shayna is when I don't want to be woken up. But if I want to be woken up, because I want to be there to help you to do a mitzvah.
Maybe Pearson is
the person. Yeah, right? So the shayla, let's say for another mitzvah. Let's say again, this is all the shayla. You wake up someone so he can daven with a minyan. He doesn't want to daven with a minyan. He'll daven b'chidus. You wake up somebody before it saves man tefillah. He wants to be woken up. Or maybe he doesn't want to be woken up. Depends on the person. So zotik pinchas sharmik, if the guy wants to be woken up, then avad, it's not a shayla of gezel shein. Exactly. That's the chesed, right? You can assume he wants to be woken up. So now take a look at this story. This is a story for the books. Number is 14. He said like this. We just got finished saying that Rabbi Yashiv was of a big believer that Gezel Shein is a real thing. So number 14 is like this. Tell of something I heard from Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv was on vacation. Even Rabbi Yashiv goes on vacation. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Rabbi Yashiv was on vacation somewhere. What's Rabbi Yashiv's vacation? Well, I think he was on the beach. He was sitting in the apartment, wherever he was, learning late at night. Ulam achas hashchunos, one of the neighbors, Eishas Tamil Chocham Echad, Taino Kizem Afriyalei. She said that Rabbi Yashiv's learning is bothering her. She told her husband, go ask Rabbi Yashiv to learn quietly. Okay. Wow, what a husband. His wife must have been a real tough cookie. He listened. He went to Rabbi Yashiv and told Rabbi Yashiv, you should know you're keeping up my wife. He said, okay, I'm sorry. He lowered his volume. Okay. Now you have to remember, Rabbi Yashiv Lushitasi holds such a thing called Gezel Shein. So there's something called Gezel Shein. You know, Rabbi Yashiv is not above the law. He would stop. That's not the end of the story. Ulam la'acha kamashon mitziu la'agrein Rabbi Yashiv shuduch as benoi shal oise tam l'chocham la'acha menach teisef. This son of this couple that told Rabbi Yashiv to lower the volume was read to one of his grandchildren. B'Yashiv said, no, we're not Mishadach with that family. And they asked him why. Again. Omar, im yesh kazu mida b'mishpacha sha'ema meres la'av lo'yim ala odem shalom ad sha'alim and mafriya. If someone says that learning Torah is disturbing them, in any reitzah shebni yinosu lehem. I don't want my son to marry such a family. Now again, Rabbi Yashiv, see, this is the catalyst of the story. Rabbi Yashiv didn't start yelling at the guy. Tell your wife, she's not, nothing, shush still. But now you want to be Meshadach, that's a whole different story. So again, Rabbi Yashiv buys into Gezel Shena. It's not like Rabbi Yashiv is oblivious to Gezel Shena. Now the truth is, we'll have to see, there's a Gemara, Allah Jochen Aruch, Chesh Mishpat. Is it so posh that if I'm, let's say I'm learning in my house, and I'm talking learning loudly, and you live very close to me, like probably like the story here, and you're being disturbed by my culture, is it so posh that after, it's not even so posh that Allah Almighty, Rabbi Yashiv had to do it. But Rabbi Yashiv did it. But he said, I don't want to be Meshadach with such people. Is that not the people we want to, if this is something that disturbs you, now the truth is, if you can watch on YouTube, Rabbi Yashiv used to learn very loud. Like Reb Chaim Kineski watched all the videos, he's always quiet. Le'ashev learned loud. Le'ashev learned by himself like he was learning with a chavrusa. So it was loud. Loud,
but
somewhat loud.
He was also very loud.
They were loud. Le'ashev was talking like he was learning with someone else. I can hear, you know, could disturb. Okay. So take a look over here, number 15 in Yaakov Yosef. He writes, V'yesh la'hazir shle livnoi sasukka be'ehezek hazolas. People have to be careful when they build the sukkah. Right, people are very machmir, they go out, matzi yom kippur, they start knocking on the sukkah. He says, but it's not right. It's very late at night. Such a from a guy, you're building the sukkah, matzi yom kippur. What? You woke up the whole neighborhood doing all the noise. Even if you tell me, it's not really gezel, there's definitely other isurim. Again, be considerate. So therefore, Zog to Yaakov Yosef, it's not right to build a sukkah in such a way.
Is this such an union of Gezer Shanel, according to them, by a cotton? It's more than likely.
We'll get to that also. We'll see a story with Zilberstein. We'll get to that. Then he writes over, V'zachreini Eitzel Moron, Adoni Avi Murray. He says, I remember my father, Be'esha Yotas L'chutz L'aretz, Choyshesh Mitztarif L'minyan. He was nervous to join a minyan, She'dragnu B'matos, Masi B'sanam. He was afraid if you join a minyan, you're going to wake people up. So that's why you're on the plane. You have to dab it, so that's it. You stand up, you make a whole rash, and you wake up everyone. Then he says, "V'shuvra is she came dasa again b'shem zamen orbach." That was also the opinion of b'shem zamen orbach. Who would be saved the choshvayma? Shadasa Rav Loi hoysu neichem arichas minyanim betfilas b'shas atisa. He was not a big fan of a raging minyanim on flights. Why? Ki adovim afriy l'shara noshem and mitzvah shem. It disturbs people. That's my policy. I think it's not right. It disturbs people. Something makes a chal Hashem. It's never good to get up and make this huge minion and you're knocking people over and you're waking people up. It's mamish. Zot b'shem zalman, Reb Avad Yosef, two very people that I'm sure took tefillah b'tzibah very seriously. It wasn't like they, you know, were looking for excuses. They said it's not right. Well, it's not right. You want to daven with a minion. Very nice. Who gives you the right to wake someone else up? Okay. Now here's an interesting halacha question. We know that netilas yadayim in the morning is, we spoke about this in other shurim, is a big inyan to do netilas yadayim in the morning. So let's say, for example, you want to put netilas yadayim by your bed. But if you're going to do so, you're going to wake up your wife. Right? You'll wake up your roommate, whoever you have in your room. So is it more kedai to have to take the extra steps to go do netilas yadayim in the bathroom and not wake up your spouse? Or no, I'm doing a mitzvah. I can do whatever I want. Right? I'm doing a mitzvah. So take a look over in the truth of Avni Yeshev. He writes, "Chim desi daim shachus aidei hamito kishi geremes lahay chavish yosh mecheder." We're talking about a friend, a roommate, but again, spouses also count. Right? There's no heter to wake up your spouse just because you want to do a mitzvah. Again, it could be your spouse's understanding, but it might still be a shaila of gezel shein. So he writes this: Al koponim nire mikan the minigo oilum lahakel. The minigo oilum is to be makel and not to do the tzilas daim by the bed. The yesh lehem amayshi yismuchu. You have no right to cause gezel to your friend. This is always the shaila in yeshiva. When you have a bunch of roommates, and one guy decides he wants to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go learn. So he puts on his alarm and he wakes up the whole room. What's the heter? Very nice, you want to wake up to go learn. I'm very happy for you. But what's the heter for everyone else? So he says, your chumra is a kula. Many people can't go back to sleep. So if you wake them up to you're doing negovaser, they can't go back to sleep. Go outside the room. This is the best line. What are you worried about? That I have ruach ra on my body, that I want to remove with negovaser. So I'm afraid if I slept all the way to the bathroom, I'm carrying the ruach ra. Said that it's better if you're worried about someone else's concern, you're concerned for someone else, Hashem will protect you. The ruach ra that's for 3 extra seconds won't get you. But then he writes, Om the Moivir Rebbe going achet shlita, that's Rebbe Yashiv, Om Hashem Spashit Hamina Kedeva Mishnebrua, She'ein Leilich Dal Rambas. No, Rebbe Yashiv said not. Rabbi Yashiv said not. Now it's because Rabbi Yashiv was a big advocate for Gezel Sheina. But here Rabbi Yashiv said, since I'll be alocha, I'm supposed to do negavas in my room, I have the right to do it.
Didn't he say that the
dalamas
could be the house?
That's a shaila. So he says over here that he thought the minig is not to go. Even in your, right, so he writes, v'hu adin b'ish v'ish. Same thing, husband and wife. Doesn't matter. So according to Rabbi Yashiv, it's okay to do negavaser, even though it might wake up your wife. Then he says, "Avol gabi oirech sherotz alita yodav on meshiyesh asab." If you have a guest, he says that's not so poshut. V'chein oimim moivirabein agoinu b'shmul vozner shein lahavser mitzvah galishtu. No, you don't have to lose the mitzvah because of your wife. Now you could clear The pshat might be is your wife might want you to do the mitzvah. Again, if the whole Isra over here is v'havta hakamecha, could be your wife says, no, I want you to get up early and I want you to wake me up so you can do it. Like we saw from the Pirkei Sheinberg, right? Your wife, your family wants to be woken up so they can see the menorahs. Maybe here also. Maybe every wife wants is happy on some level that her husband gets up early to go learn, even though she's going to be tired because of it. Yesh lo. Then he writes over here, Omnam, Hagoin, Hagodol, Harib Ephraim, Greenblatt Shlita, Hiskim, Iti. He agrees with me. That what? That you have no right to wake them up. And he was a Talmud Muvik of Moshe Feinstein. I'm not sure what he wants to do with this. And therefore what? We know, okay, I guess he's trying to let us know who Ephraim Greenblatt was, obviously.
And was it Ramlata the one who was a Talmud Muvik?
No, Ephraim was also. They both were. So he writes over here, V'chein hiskim iti agoin hara agoin agodu v'chein Pinchas Schleimberg v'oimer, kimen she nizorim milichsho ba'avoin shol mazik ha'chvir gam aruach lo itazik. He said the same svara. No bad will happen to you if you're trying to keep someone, you know, from waking up. V'chein echich mi ma'ashe pasak ha'gurah sh'b'yem ha'kipur me'en lita ba'boik l'ruach ro'a, because right from the Vilna Goin, that we don't wash for ruach ro'a on Yom Kippur, kimen she'esh isra ruach lo itazik. Meaning, if doing this activity is an isra, then the ruach ro'a won't affect you. Okay, so that's a shayla with l'gabi negovas in the morning. If you want to keep negovas by you, better not, whether or not we'll wake up your spouse. Now look at this tshuva from Avigdor Nevinson. He says, "Gami shekom l'tfila b'shom mukdemes yoyisem b'mash regiim lakum b'yisem makum." Let's say you wake up very early to go to shul, more than anyone else in your neighborhood. Are you b'yisem pnimiyah in the dormitory? K'yoyim bocha b'yeshiva shekom l'spalak v'sikim tzarech li'zor shoy ligzor shine shachaver l'cheder. You have no right to steal from other people. You want to wake up early? Fantastic. Do it quietly. So the chayyim of Avigdor Nevinson, a guy would take a wake up and wake up the whole room and wake up his wife and wake up the kids. There's no heter because gezel shene is a real thing. Okay, so we didn't finish, but B'li Neder will have to finish up B'li Neder next week. We'll see a little bit more about this. We'll talk about the shayla of waking up a baby. Kids fall asleep in the funniest places. Is it mutter to wake up a kid or a baby if it's an inconvenience? So we'll get to that a little bit, and that happens all the time, right? So we'll talk about this B'li Neder, and then we'll start. We'll do one more short topic. And B'li Neder, the next week we'll talk about the mitzvah of achzakas ha-Torah, the mitzvah to support Torah. It's not a pitch to get money out of anyone. It's just a legitimate sugya based on the parsha of Ashes Vayechi with Yisrach HaZvulun. We'll talk about that a little bit again. It shouldn't take us more than one share. So between that and that, we'll finish up. And then, Mr. Shem, we're going to be starting a new series. We're going to be discussing the kashrus of gelatin. Now, there was a backlog on a lot of the medications, so we'll be discussing taking different medications that have kashrus issues. We did that share a while, years ago, but it's not recorded on Ma'ariv Torah, so that gives us the right to do it again. Okay, so Mr. Shem, we'll do it again.
This week, I told it.